The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Today's Stop Animal Cruelty program features the conclusion of a two-part series on the sickening practice of using animals in laboratory experiments. Sadly, testing on animals occurs in the cosmetics, defense, pharmaceutical, and a number of other industries. It is estimated that globally 100 million animals die needlessly each year in experiments. The National Anti-Vivisection Society, the world's first organisation to campaign against the practice, was founded in 1875 by the great British humanitarian Francis Power Cobb, who published leaflets and articles opposing experimentation and gained the support of many prominent figures of her day. The current chief executive of the organisation, Ms. Jan Creamer, recently spoke with Supreme Master Television about the ghastly nature of animal testing and why animal-free research is superior in all respects. On last week's programme, we learned that countries around the world are increasingly moving toward non-animal-based testing methods in medical research. Ms. Creamer now addresses related developments in academia.
Animals can be used in dissections and demonstrations for students and a whole range of things, really completely unjustified. There is much that can be learned from books,
yes,
computers, studying knowledge that we already have. It's certainly never any excuse to use animals in education. Luckily in the UK, in schools, we've had a ban on the use of animals for A-level dissections for many years. Yeah. So this was an early achievement where we were able to explain to the school examination boards that for GCSE and O-level and A-level, as they were, that it wasn't necessary for students to be cutting up animals in order to study life sciences. At university level, we still have some use of animals in demonstrations, but also the introduction of computer programs and new technologies has replaced that in many, many areas. And that's something where you do now have teachers and lecturers in universities who are familiar with the new ways of teaching and the new technologies, and so they are more willing to introduce them.
The so-called product safety testing done on animals is appalling, and the experiments are indescribably inhumane.
What are the physical problems that animals develop when they go through these experiments?
It can be a whole range of distressing effects depending on the experiments. For example, in some of the primates were being forced to drink a product every day. And this is a system called gavage dosing, where you force a tube down an animal's throat and you pump the product into its stomach every day. And in that range of tests that we exposed, the animals were suffering a whole range of severe side effects. They were so distressed that some of them were chewing off fingers and things like that. They were scratching at their skin and they were being sick. They were salivating. And some of the animals, when they were strapped into their chairs, were actually suffering rectal prolapse as a result of the stress That's commonly known in monkeys in laboratories. If they're stressed enough there, then they'll prolapse. Some of the monkeys in some of those experiments died, and the post-mortem revealed that they had blocked and blackened lungs, so they must have suffered terribly before they died. There is no doubt that the whole point of animal experimentation is that the animals will suffer. I mean, that is acknowledged.
Yes.
There is no way of conducting an experiment. If you're going to force feed an animal a product until it is poisoned by that product, or until you see some kind of adverse effect. Luckily, the poisoning to death experiments have been phased out over the years, and in principle now the idea is that the animal shouldn't be poisoned to death just until you see a poisoning effect.
So but slow death, effectively.
Whichever way you look at animal is going to suffer, and suffer terribly.
A more recent form of the unconscionable animal abuse is genetic manipulation. Ms. Creamer shares her views about this disturbing procedure.
Genetic modification of animals, whether it's cloning experiments, whether it's other types of genetic modification, all of those experiments cause extreme suffering. And that's the area of animal research which is growing very, very fast. I mean, in the last 10 years, those animals have leapt in numbers. I think the last government statistics, it was over 1 million genetically modified animals were used. Genetic modification of animals is a whole range of different types of work. Some of the genetic modification is where a gene is either added or knocked out, and the animal can be used for what they call biofarming, right, which is where they try to produce a drug either from the animal's milk or from its blood. So they change the animal's genes so it's producing a product that we want to use in a drug, and so in some way they want to get that out, and it could be it comes out in its milk or it comes out in its blood, and we then use it for people. Other forms of genetic modification are where they're trying to use animals to produce spare parts for people, spare organs.
When we return, we'll learn more about the genetic modification of animals from Jan Creamer. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
You're watching Stop Animal Cruelty featuring Jan Creamer, Chief Executive of the National Anti-Vivisection Society, who will now explain more about the heartlessness inherent in the practice of genetically modifying animals.
Genetically modified animals, 90% of them have to be killed. If you are implanting, if you're making a change to an egg and implanting it in another animal, not all of those eggs will have the gene that you want, and only 10% of the animals that are born as a result of genetic manipulation have the required gene. So you're killing 90% of the animals that you're producing. And those statistics haven't really improved in the last few years. The other problem that genetically modified animals have is that they're subjected to repeated surgery for collection of the eggs from the donor animal. Then you manipulate the eggs and then you re-implant them, that's another surgery, into the recipient animal. So it's repeated surgeries. They're also finding the animals have all kinds of other problems. They can be mutated. They can have other health problems when they're born. They have higher birth weights, making it difficult for the females to give birth. A whole range of medical problems associated with that. In addition to that, the animals that are used in production of genetically modified animals, they have to live in isolation in little plastic boxes. And so they're kept in an environmentally barren state where there is nothing to stimulate them, nothing to interest them. So very, very poor conditions.
Humans and animals are fundamentally different in terms of physiology, and none of us can imagine visiting a veterinarian if we are ill and need medical treatment. It is similarly unfathomable to expect animal experimentation can give us scientifically valid results when testing for safety of a drug or any other product.
Unfortunately, with animal experimentation, because it's been around for 100 years or so, and people didn't look at the actual results we were getting from animal research, the issue was, well, okay, we need to test something. What should we test it on? Well, we won't test it on people. We'll test it on a different species. And it's taken really all of these years for us to see the fundamental differences between ourselves and other animals, and the fact that if you test something on an animal in a laboratory, you are not going to know how that might affect people in the real world. There was an example a few years ago of an experimental drug, TGN-1412. This was in a laboratory in North London, and it was given to human volunteers who suffered horrific, life-threatening side effects. And this was the story where some of the newspapers said that the swelling in their heads was so great that one of the patients was referred to as the Elephant Man, and they suffered permanent damage to their bodies. And this was from an experimental drug which had been given to laboratory primates in doses 500 times stronger than the doses given to the human volunteers, to no effect. So 500 times stronger, it was given to laboratory primates, no effect, and they gave a much smaller dose to the human volunteers, and it had devastating side effects. And the worst of that particular story was that we already have a safer non-animal method that could have been used and saved those people those horrific side effects which they're going to suffer from the rest of their lives. We have a system called microdosing, where you give tiny, tiny amounts of a substance to a human volunteer, and then you analyze it with accelerator mass spectrometry, which is a system that is so precise in the way that it can analyze things, that it can analyze a drop in the ocean of something. So it's very, very refined, very, very precise. And that could have been used instead of these primates, and those people would not have suffered those side effects. Absolutely tragic. It's
very
tragic.
Tragic.
Yeah.
What is your message or advice to the public about vivisection?
The key message about animal experimentation is that millions of animals suffer and die in the most horrendous circumstances in laboratories, not only in the UK, but all over the world. And there is something we can do to stop it. We can stop it by only buying from companies that don't test their products on animals. And we can stop it by writing to governments and our members of parliament and telling them that we want animal experiments stopped, and that we want advanced non-animal methods used instead. So we can have both things. We can have safe products on the market,
yes,
that don't damage people and the environment, but we don't have to make animals suffer for that. We can use advanced technology to replace the use of animals in research.
We are deeply grateful to you, Ms. Jan Creamer, and all the staff and volunteers of the National Anti-Vivisection Society, for informing us about the horrendous world of animal testing and how we can help end it. Besides writing to government officials and avoiding animal-tested products, please choose the loving and kind organic vegan diet, as it is free of animal products and thus involves no animal suffering. For more details on the National Anti-Vivisection Society, please visit www.navs.org.uk. Thank you for joining us on this edition of Stop Animal Cruelty. Next is Enlightening Entertainment, coming up after Noteworthy News. May all God's beings flourish together in love and joy.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.